Wichita Thunder. Hockey opening night is this Friday. The Thunder take on the Kansas City Mavericks at 7:05. You can get the opening night four-pack, four tickets, and a $10 merch voucher starting at $80. Visit WichitaThunder.com, and we'll talk to one of their players right now, beginning his sixth season with the Thunder, forward out of Minnesota, Jay Dickman. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well also. How eager are you to get this season going? What has the offseason been like for you, and what have you done over the last few weeks, you and the guys, to get ready for this?
I'm very excited to get the season going. You know, it was a little bit longer offseason this year. Spent a lot of time coaching, training, just getting ready for the season. And, you know, we've been working on a lot of systems, just getting acclimated to everybody. You know, we got a few new guys, a lot of the core coming back, which is good. And then just getting used to guys coming down and getting ready for Friday night.
Jay, what do you do in the off season? You know, by hockey standards, you know, you're 31 years old now. Is it, you find it a little bit tougher to kind of get into shape before you get into camp, or you still keep yourself in good shape? I know when I was playing, I was never in good shape, and you can ask Clayton about that if you want.
I find different ways. I went to school for exercise science, and wow. So like I do different activities. You know, I'm on the ice usually for 7 hours a day helping kids. And then I usually go golf, walk 18 holes. It's a great cardio that people don't know about. But besides that, that's go on the bike, rollerblade. Have some really nice rollerblading paths back home, and just kind of if it's a really nice day, I go out and go for like a 10-mile rollerblade, and keeps it nice and. Nice and calm for me. You know, I don't lift a ton of heavy weights anymore. It's a lot of band exercises, mobility, trying to stay away from the wear and tear on my joints, and be able to withstand a long 72 games and hopefully playoffs.
Yeah, and Jay, I was just kind of, you kind of hit on the point I was going to ask you, but, you know, years ago it was always, oh, you got to get the gym, you got to do weights, and then it's kind of went to more core activities and that sort of thing. Do you find that helps you and other players right now when you're just doing more core things, like you said, with bands and staying away from the weights? Does that help you get into shape a little bit better? And I got to think that it probably helps with injuries as well throughout the season.
Yeah, it's there's a bunch of science behind it. If you put a bunch of weight on your back, you got to also think about the gravity that's pushing down as well. And it's just not great on your bodies. So now it's a lot of band mobility, light weights, a lot of repetition. So with a lot of repetition, you're getting the cardio, and you're also building that stamina in your muscles. And it's a thing that's going to prolong a lot of careers. You know, back in the day, guys would only be able to play for till they were 33, something like that. Now you can even see, like, in football and whatnot, it obviously depends on the sports you play. But now you got guys in your high 30s, low 40s still playing professional sports because of the non-wear and tear of the new technology. You know, you have a base strength, and when you're using those bands, you don't lose any of the muscle. It's pretty hard to lose that muscle. So it's flexibility. And then I do a lot of core work because, I mean, everything in your entire body runs through your core and your glutes.
Geez, well, where were you when I was playing? You could have told me I could have just golfed every day and been okay.
not many guys like to go to the golf course and walk 18 holes. But, you know, it's something I love to do is go golf. Kind of clears your mind. You're out in the nature. But then you kind of just walk it, and it usually turns out to be like a 6-7 mile walk throughout the course. If you do that multiple times a week, you're getting a good little workout in.
Absolutely. Jay Dickman, our guest from the Wichita Thunder. So you said you're going back to school. I thought I heard a science in there somewhere too. Was that right?
No, not going back to school. I already have 2 degrees and a minor. So I've already I won't go back to school ever again.
Okay. I misheard then. I apologize. So yeah, now that you are kind of in your sixth season beginning with the Thunder, you got you've been from your mid-20s to your early 30s. How have you changed kind of personally and kind of on the ice since then, especially? You've always been one of this team's best players. I'm sure they've been looking to you as a leader for most of that time. So how have you tried to change and evolve your game as well?
Yeah, you know, everybody talks about evolving games and stuff, but, you know, I stick to what I do. You know, I'll play down low, play in front of the net, and play sound defensively, kill penalties. It's not as hard to stay with it. You know, it's one of those things. I love it. I love the game. And you know, the day that I show up to the rink and I'm not happy is the day I'll probably be done. But I don't know when that day will come, because I'm itching every year to get back into the swing of things. You know, summertime I get a little crazy. Not being able to play, see the guys, play games and stuff like that. But it's just it's kind of a mindset thing. And you gotta keep your mind on straight, and obviously like you need time to clear it. But I do a pretty good job of just keeping up with the evolving of the young players and keeping up with that speed. That's probably the biggest aspect is the skating, but there's other ways to get around that, and that's using your brain. If you got a high IQ, you can keep up with the game pretty well.
Jay, talk about some of the guys that you got coming in, some of the guys that are still that are returning. You know, like you mentioned earlier, you think you got a pretty decent core coming back. What's this team looking like? Is it going to be a little bit more offensive, a little bit more defensive? Or are you trying to be a little bit, obviously you want to be based on a little bit of both, but what are you seeing early on in camp?
Yeah, early on in camp, you know, we got 3 stellar goalies right now. And goalies with 2 goalies with some good experience in pro hockey and a young kid right now. And then there's young goalie. And then our D core is very good, very solid. You know, we got some size back there. We got some small guys that are shifty and offensive. And up front, you know, you got Peter Bates back. You got Mikhail Stanel back. You know, 2 very offensive players that work well together. And you got Dylan Boucher, Jake Wallen coming back, where they set that tone. You know, Boucher is going to hit everything in sight. Jake plays with a lot of pace up and down the ice. And we got some young college kids that came in, and they're looking really good. And then, you know, we have our players that got sent down from San Jose, and they're looking really good. They're young, offensive, 2 big forwards, skate well. So, you know, it takes time with the young guys, you know, acclimating to the game. And that's kind of where, like, I step in and try to help them acclimate quicker, you know, and excel faster. As it took me a little bit of time to get the feel of the game. And so whatever I can do to help them get ready for the season faster is what I'm going to do. And just talk to them. If they ever have questions, they know to come to me. And it works out nice. And I think we're all ready for Friday. Everyone's itching to play.
Absolutely, no doubt. And we appreciate your time, Jay. We know what you mean to the franchise you know, the level at which you've excelled throughout your time here in Wichita. We look forward to seeing you do that again. The season begins Friday against Kansas City. Good luck. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you. Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks a lot. You too.